on this episode of The Commercial Break.
We got a, I think I've said this before, but I'll say it to anybody who's just joining the program. We got a Apple review, and we've got a lot of good reviews, and then we have some reviews that are for another podcast altogether called Commercial Break. But we don't mind. They give us 5 stars, so that's okay. And then we got an obvious one where they were talking about me specifically, and they said something about, I wish the podcast had more of Brian Ruins Everything About This Podcast vibe. And
I was like,
but he still gave us 5 stars.
He still got 5 stars. Yeah. And then, no, he even said, too, something about...
Unfunny, unrelatable.
It's unrelatable, but it's... But it's good, though.
But it's good, though. Yeah, it's good. It's unrelatable. I don't like it, but, you know, it's good, I guess. Oh, this guy is classic. He's holding a shotgun.
Yep.
You just heard the sound of a gunshot, but he did not shoot that shot. So why they put it?
Yeah, yeah.
These are the worst sound editors ever.
Kind of like the MacGyver. I can actually build a trap that can hold anything.
Including my ex-wife.
Yeah.
This guy. You don't want to fuck with this guy.
I hunt, I trap, I run snares, and I do it pretty much year-round. I never hear, gentlemen.
I like girls, I like guys, I like wolfmen, I don't care. I'm a modern-day trapper.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley. You're listening to The Commercial Break. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for tuning in to yet another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm so glad that you joined us. Kanye's out of control. Have you heard this now? Are you up to speed on the whole Kanye Pete thing? Kanye has now started a rumor that Pete has AIDS.
What?
That Pete has AIDS. That's what he's saying about Pete Davidson.
Oh.
Yes.
He's really...
It's been corroborated. It's been talked about. It's been argued over in my head. I've had conversations with myself in the shower about this. Like, Kanye, you can't show your balls that much, man. I mean...
Yeah, he's digging deep on that. That's awful to say about somebody, too.
Yeah, you are not the first person to be upset by a breakup. You're not the first person to go, I really want my ex-girlfriend back.
Well, I thought the last thing was, too, that he had confirmed there was a second sex tape.
He said that there was a second Ray J sex tape, yeah. And even Ray J said, I wish.
Yeah.
I ran through that money. Yeah. I actually met Ray J once at SimCole FM.
Did?
I did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't dawn on me until after we had met that, oh, you're the guy started all this, shithead. I mean, I don't have anything against Ray J. I'm just kind of talking shit. But you're not the first person to be upset by a breakup.
That's right.
And the last thing that a woman wants to do is feel your jealous acts of revenge day and night.
Yes, totally.
If you want a woman back, if you've broken up with a woman, things haven't gone the right way.
Yeah.
Shit's kind of gone sideways, and she gave you the boot eventually. If you want a woman back, the best possible thing that you can do is give them fucking space.
Yes, that's true.
Give them space.
Just act cool.
Allow them to realize that you were the hero all along.
Right.
That Pete Davidson is nothing but a tattooed guy who runs around banging the hottest chicks in the world.
Yes.
I don't say anything against Pete. I like Pete.
Yeah,
I think Pete's just fine.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against Kanye. You know, he's a little nutty, but, you know, so some of the geniuses are. That's just what happened. Look at me.
Yeah.
When you think of genius.
I think of Kanye and Brian Green.
That's right. The Commercial Break.
Yes.
In the name, in the heavens, when they put our names together, it'll be like Einstein, Walt Disney, Kanye, Michael Jackson, Brian Green?
You mean
the noted astrophysicist? Nope, the guy from The Commercial Break. Oh, that Commercial Break, the one about the news. Nope, not that one, the other Commercial Break. Oh, the one where the two guys from CNBC talk. Nope, the other Commercial Break.
Oh, the Brian Green from Beverly Hills 90210.
No, not the other Commercial Break. Oh, you mean that podcast called The Commercial Break, which had 3 episodes and then stopped recording. No, but you're getting so close. Kanye, you got to settle down a little bit. You got to let Kim realize that what she had with you, and I think she's probably not going to realize that at all because I don't think it doesn't sound like you were down for the ride when it was happening. And now it sounds like you have buyer's remorse. Mm-hmm. You bitched and complained about all those TV cameras. You got all upset about everything. And Kim, I think she really kind of, I think she stood, I mean, listen, I don't, I'm not a huge fan of the Kardashians in general.
Yeah.
I don't dislike them. I just am not a fan. I'm not, it's not my thing. Right. I don't get what all the hype is about. I don't understand. I don't get it. But it seemed like Kim stood tall through a lot of Kanye's bullshit.
She did. She stood by him. They have four children.
They have four. It's hard to imagine that they have four children. Yeah. And he had quite a few episodes where he just kind of went, he went off. And she stood by him for many years. And, you know, now Kim's made the decision that she's moving on. Yeah. And you either need to gracefully make that decision also or keep your jealousy to yourself. You don't then just start rumors that Pete has AIDS. That's like third grade. You got AIDS, man.
Yeah.
First of all, AIDS is still a very serious, you know, epidemic that runs through certain communities, including the African-American community.
Yes.
It's not something you should probably be joking about or putting on anybody. But second of all, it's a third grade insult. It's just like, it's not even a good one.
No, it's not. It's really reaching.
Like, your penis is less than 3.9 inches long. That is what you
really
said.
Really reaching.
Yeah. You got a small dick. But it's just so obvious how desperate he is to get back into the Kardashian world.
Well, he was building
a
house right across the street from theirs or something where he, like, it was some $1 million home to begin with. Are you okay?
I just got a paper cut for the first time since, like, sixth grade.
Those are the worst.
Yeah. Fucking show notes. Keep on saying we need to get an iPad in here. That's it. Game over. You have to excuse me, too. I'm a little tired. Update. Well, Kanye.
He was going to build a house across the street. Then I saw another story where he was pissed. He couldn't come inside when he was dropping off one of the kids.
Divorce is ugly.
I mean, yeah.
Divorce is ugly. And if you act like a shithead, it just makes you look like a shithead.
Yeah.
Right? People know it. It's so transparent. It's not like anybody believes that Pete has AIDS. And if he does have AIDS, it's a very serious disease and we shouldn't be making fun of it. But he doesn't have AIDS, probably. It's just you talking shit. And why? And you think Kim's going to pick up the newspaper tomorrow and go, oh, Pete has AIDS. Kanye says Pete has AIDS. So let me run back to Kanye.
Yeah.
Update on the dog situation around here, because I think it's very important to let the listeners know just how miserable I am at every chance
they
I get.
They are waiting.
Yeah, they more of that Brian ruins everything about the podcast vibe. I think I've said this before, but I'll say it to anybody who's just joining the program. We got a Apple review, and we've got a lot of good reviews, and then we have some reviews that are for another podcast altogether called Commercial Break. Uh-huh. But we don't mind. They give us 5 stars, so that's okay. And then we got an obvious one where they were talking about me specifically, and they said something about, I wish the podcast had more of Brian ruins everything about this podcast vibe. And but he still gave us 5 stars.
He still got 5 stars. Yeah. And then, he even said, too, something about...
Unfunny, unrelatable.
It's unrelatable, but it's... But it's good, though.
But it's good, though. Yeah, it's good. It's unrelatable. I don't like it. But, it's good, I guess. At least he was wise enough.
At least.
He's a nice guy. Whoever that guy is, nice guy.
Yeah.
Welcome on the program anytime. So an update on my misery. You know, we've been having problems with our one dog for about 6 fucking years since we got it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we go up to my parents' house, up to my dad's house the other day. He lives in near Clemson. I'll give you that. And there are a couple rug outlets up there, the people that make the rugs, right? Now, there's a rug outlet that is very cheap. They sell area rugs very cheap. They make a couple patterns every month. They make a run of them. They throw them in this warehouse. They sell them, and they sell big ones for like $159.
Nice. Okay.
Which is like nothing for an area rug. Mm-hmm. We have spent thousands of dollars on area rugs that then just get piss and shit on all the time. Pee pee poo poo, right? The pee pee poo poo rugs that we have to get rid of every 15 months. Uh-huh. And so I know that for Astrid, a change of scenery in the house is a change of mood.
It is. It's
right?
Nice.
I know enough about my partner to know that, yes, keep it fresh and change things around a little bit. Get a new something for the house. It makes everybody feel good.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
It puts a smile on your face. You're like, oh, that rug looks really good there. That couch, that's a good decision on that couch. Or, wow, our new kitchen table really looks wonderful. It's a way.
Of course.
It's giving me brownie points for the next month, basically. So I said, hey, while we're up here, why don't we go look at the rugs?
Yeah.
You know, I know that I was bitching and complaining, and we all decided to get rid of the area rugs because it's just a big litter box for Blue. Let's go get a rug. And so that's what we did. We spent, but I said, let's not even pretend that we're going to be able to keep this dog from shitting and pissing on the rug. Let's just know that it's going to happen.
It's a throwaway rug.
It's a throwaway
that
rug.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. And we got something.
Disposable rug.
Don't get a white rug. That's it. Don't get a white disposable rug. Exactly. You just throw it away in 12 months, right?
Yes.
So we get the new rug and we kept the dogs at the vet while we went away because we can't take those dogs anywhere. No one wants those dogs anywhere. Yeah. No one. Nico's, you know, smells like a dead chicken. And it smells like a dead chicken smothered in shit, smothered in creamer that's been out too long. I mean, like Nico's poor guy, sweetest dog, but
he is so sweet.
You don't want him in your house rubbing up against everything. And then Blue is out of fucking control.
Right.
She's out of her brain. She's out of her mind. So we go, and this is just for a short little jaunt up there. The vet is closed on Sunday, so we have to pick him up on Monday. So I pick him up yesterday, and she says, I'm really sorry. We actually forgot to give Blue her Prozac, because Blue takes Prozac because she's so crazy. This is how crazy this dog is. I'm not lying. This is not an exaggeration. Chrissy knows. So we give the dog Prozac, which doesn't do anything whatsoever except make me feel like maybe someday the Prozac will start working. The vet tech says, I'm so sorry. I actually forgot to give Blue her medicine yesterday when I was in here. And I said, it's okay. I'm sure she will survive. But what I didn't realize was she forgot to give it yesterday. And then I didn't realize she hadn't given it to him on Monday either.
Oh.
So I missed the dose yesterday. So that's 2 days without Prozac. Now, you put a human on Prozac for 3 years and then take them off their medication for 3 days. They're going to be climbing the fucking walls. It's like you didn't get your hit a crack yesterday, right? And you're a crackhead. So last night, Blue is fine. I get out of the studio editing. I go to lay down at night and she's on that little stool at the end of my bed. And now we have this rug, right? So she can jump up and
she
has this little rug. But I'm concerned that she's going to jump down and piss on the rug and shit on the rug. So I'm extra, like I'm attuned in, right? Tuned in Tokyo. I'm ready to go.
You're listening now for the.
Yeah. So no, this is what happens. Ready? This is what's going on all night long. She's spinning in circles, rubbing herself against this thing that we have at the end of the bed and making this noise with her nose, like, and I'm like, Blue, shut up.
Blue sounds like Frodo.
I know. She is Frodo.
She's like
a schizophrenic animal running around. And the ring is any food any food or Nico's neck, one of the two, right? So this goes on for like 2 hours. And so finally I get out of bed and I'm like, Blue, shut up. What are you doing? You have to go outside. You have to get, what do you need? What do you need, right? You don't go outside anyway. What do you need, right? And so I walk her around the house. I send her outside. She stares at the door. She comes back in. And then finally, I'm like, okay, do we get it out of our system now? Let's get back up on the thing, you know. And then not even 15 minutes, the whole thing starts over again. She starts spinning. She's making this noise with her nose. She's growling at nothing. She's, you know, she's standing up in the bed. She's standing up on her thing and looking at the bed, looking at me like.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, shut up. Shut up. 3:30 in the morning, finally she settles down, and I fall asleep. I've been up this entire time. 4:00 in the morning, she gets up to shit on this pad that we keep in the room in case she has an accident, right?
Yep.
She goes and she shits on the – at least she shit on the pad, and she didn't shit on my brand-new $113 area.
Winning.
Right? Winning. Hashtag winning. Hashtag Tiger Balm. So I got to clean it up, though, because of my extra sensitive nose. I just think it's disgusting to leave shit out in the open. So I clean it up. I have to go into the kitchen to put it in the right container. Blah, 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 blah. She follows me out there. And I'm like, no more. I have got to get to fucking sleep.
Yeah, you
got to
sleep.
I had this little child's gate in my hallway. So I close the child gate. Now Nico and Blue are on the other side of the child's gate. I go in.
And the rat.
The rat. You better not say anything, you little shithead. God damn, you smell, doggy. What have you been eating? You been eating your own shit? So I go, I lay down. Now we're talking like almost 4:30 in the morning. I go, I lay down. Sleep.
Uh-huh.
It comes so nicely sometimes, you know? Just like, I'm like, wrap up. My kids are in the bed. I just wrap up, you know?
Oh, nuzzle
him. I nuzzle. Matty nuzzles my little nose. He gives me a kiss on the forehead. He's so sweet when he's sleeping. He just, daddy. Yes.
Oh.
Mickey. Okay, yeah. Gives me a little kiss on the forehead, and I just nuzzle up next to him. Sleep. Shut up! I scream, and Esther's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, the fuck, why'd you leave him outside? I'm like, this whole thing goes on.
Yeah.
This goes on for the next hour. Astrid finally gets out of bed and actually goes to the other side of the gate and stays there. She goes to go do work because I guess she couldn't sleep either. I did not get a wink of fucking sleep all night long until 6 in the morning when I got an hour worth of sleep. And then my kids are in the bed with me. So then at about 6:15, they start. You know, Mia's crawling over Matthias and like, daddy. And Matty's like, daddy, Miki. And I'm like, oh my God. Motherfucker. Please.
Oh, you're exhausted.
661 best to blue. 661 best to blue, the number 2 blue. Text me if you have a home for wayward animals.
Best to blue.
Oh my God, holy. So finally today I realize, I'm like, why did this dog keep me up all night long? What happened? This is really unlike
any of
the fucking medicine. Mm-hmm. She was having withdrawals, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was making her a little sketched out.
I know she was very sweet a few minutes ago when you're in the studio.
I know, it's because she's all doped up. I doubled up on the Prozac and she's like...
She was gently licking.
Oh my God! You know, I've known a few people who have been through the withdrawals. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not a fun thing.
No,
it's not a good time. It's why heroin addicts have a hard time getting off heroin.
Yes,
because when you're going through those withdrawals,
it's bad.
I knew a girl one time who was taking the doctor was giving her Xanax, you know, whatever, a couple of days. She had a real anxiety problem, but then she was doubling up the Xanax because she just had a habit and she became addicted.
Oh right, she needed more.
She ran out one day, and we worked together. She ran out one day. We had been out. Her and I had been out late the night before.
Yeah.
We came into work that day at the restaurant. I was bartending. It was like afternoon shift, like the worst, you know, afternoon shift after a long night. Oh, God, it's the worst. And then you're in the bar when you actually have to, like, you know, set up shit. And it's so, at least
like the 3:30 shift?
Yeah, no, not the 3:30, the 11:30 shift.
Oh.
11:30 to 3:30 shift, right?
Yeah.
It was the lunch shift.
The
worst. And people are assholes when they eat lunch. God damn. Anyway, so she was a hostess and I'm in the bar. You can't really see the host stand from the bar. It's kind of like tucked away in the corner. And one minute I'm just doing my thing. And the next minute people are screaming and yelling. And, you know, the manager, the person
who
was
on, Lord.
She had actually fallen down on the floor. It was flopping like a fucking fish.
By the time
I jumped over the bar and got over there, because I had no idea what was happening. Her name is Catherine. Yeah, she was having a seizure because of the withdrawal from the medication. She had not taken the medication in like 2.5 days because she had ran out of the prescription.
Right.
And the doctor hadn't refilled it for her early. And I was like, holy shit.
Oh,
it was the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Most disturbing scene I think I've seen one of my friends go through.
Yes.
Because it really looked like this girl was
she okay?
She eventually, the ambulance came and they actually gave her a shot of whatever, you know, Valium or whatever.
You got out of that lunch shift, didn't you?
I did not get out of the lunch shift, but I volunteered to take care of her, right? I volunteered and actually went to the hospital with her and all this other stuff.
That's what I'm saying. You got out of the lunch shift.
Yeah. But here's the thing about when the ambulance, I did. Here's the thing about the ambulance. When they give your friend a shot of Valium, they're not going to give you a shot of Valium too. Trust, I asked. I was like, I need one.
I need one.
Like, doesn't work like that. One time I had a pharmacist tell me she would throw. I told her about a tough day I was having, and she's like, well, you want me to throw you in a little something extra? That's what she said.
It's
like a private little pharmacy. And I did not know if she was kidding or if she wasn't.
Yeah.
And I was picking up like I don't know, erythromycin or something. And she's like, wow, you really had a tough day. That fucking you want me to throw you in a little extra something?
Wow.
And I was like, wish you could. And she's like, I would. And I was like, well, okay, no. Where are the cops?
That's right.
Where are the cops? Yeah. What's going to happen?
Let's not break a law here.
I was trolling on the internet.
No, as you do.
As I do. And we already had part one of Monster Hunter. So here's the thing. Chrissy and I, last season,
part one, I think we only got through 10 minutes.
We actually got through more than I thought.
Okay.
We got through like 15 minutes.
It seemed like
we stopped every 3 seconds of it.
It's just too funny not to.
It's too much. It's too good. Chrissy and I last season, we did a lot of like video review type stuff, but we were just doing the audio. And so this year when we built the new studio, one of the things I wanted to accomplish was making sure that if you go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, that you're able to see what we are listening to if you're so interested. Now, it's still funny, just the audio. I'm just sharing with you that if you want to see what's going on, you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. So we did that. Season 2, we did a number of those audio reviews of these particular television shows. And one that we caught on to was Mountain Monsters, which we just think it's satire. It's got to be satire.
Yeah.
Right? This, no one believes this shit is actually happening.
Yeah, a Wolfman.
Wolfman in Wolf County, Kentucky. We've been all around the world. All around, all four corners of the world. East, west, north, and south Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always in Kentucky. And they're, of course,
Appalachian.
Yes. And as we've always said, their inept cameraman, who we like to refer to as Billy.
Oh, God. Gee, shucks, guys.
Billy never quite gets the shot of the monster.
You're right, Chrissy.
He's within reach. Yeah.
And all it's with.
He runs with the camera pointed down.
Camera pointed down or way up or in his crotch, or he runs away in the other direction. And he's on every single episode. Of all of these shows, Bigfoot Hunters, Monster Men, Monster Hunters, Ghost Hunters, all of them, on every single show, there is inevitably something that is found. A wolf man, a tiger lady, yeah. A whatever, right?
tiger lady.
There is inevitably something found. However, we have yet, nil, not one time, have we ever seen an actual photograph of these things.
Right.
Because the cameramen that are around filming everybody can't manage to get one fucking shot of the thing that is right there next to them.
Right. They come close.
They come close.
They come close.
But, you know, almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, as my grandfather used to say. Which is such a brilliant saying when you think about it.
Yeah.
Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Yeah. So without further ado, we'd like to present part two of our review of the very first ever
Deuce,
the very first ever Mountain Monsters. So there you go. There's our reaction shot.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can see Chrissy and I, and
hi.
And you got the hey, and you got the video right there. So youtube.com/thecommercialbreak if you want to follow along while you're watching. Otherwise, here we go. This is part two. Hey everybody, it's that time inside the commercial break when we take a commercial break, and I have some exciting news for you. Chrissy and I are going to be starting a series where we play a number of games here on the podcast, and we want you involved. If you're interested, leave us a message at one of two places. Go to tcbpodcast.com, click on the contact us form, and drop us an email, or you can leave a text message or a voicemail on 661-BEST-2-YO. That's 661-237-8296. I'm not going to get into what games we're playing, but we're going to be playing a lot of them, so there's plenty of room for everybody. Also, if you'd like to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for content you cannot get anywhere else. We put out clips on both Instagram and YouTube every single day. And on YouTube, we have a series called In the Studio. It's filmed exclusively for YouTube, so you can only get it there. Subscribe if you like the channel. We certainly would appreciate it. People are texting us and leaving us messages asking us how they can best support the show. One of two or both ways. Number one, you can leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. We certainly would appreciate it, and it helps us grow the audience of the show, which then in turn makes our sponsors happy. If you're ever in the market for any of our sponsors, products, or services, if you could use the specialized URLs or discount codes that we give away on air, it gives you free shit and it tells our sponsors we're doing a good job. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is now the new schedule. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns about that, go ahead and hit us up on that 661-237-8296 number, and I'll let you know how I feel about you letting us know how you feel. And now, a word from said sponsors.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
On my way to go meet Willie, because we're going to go get metal to build this trap.
We're adding somebody in named Willie?
Sure, yeah, we got Willie's a professional trapper.
We got R.
We got R. We got Q.
We got Huckleberry.
We got the letter blue. We have Huckleberry. We got Buck. Yeah. Buck's the guy.
Now we're adding Willie.
Yeah, Buck's like the main character of this clearly scripted
Jeff,
television.
The researcher.
Oh, yeah, Jeff the researcher. Definitely looks like the kind of guy you'd want researching whatever it is you're into. And I bet Jeff has been through the flip through my flaps.
He's done that research.
He said last time, he said, I've researched everything.
He has.
He's not a particular researcher. He just researches everything.
He's general.
Usually
a generalist.
That's right. He's a generalist. He's a generalist.
He's a primary care
researcher.
He's a
primary care researcher. I research anything. Mountain men, vaginas,
whatever,
chicks with dicks. I don't care. It's all there.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. And now they're traveling through the backwoods of Kentucky, it looks like, looking for some metal for their Wolfman trap.
We're not going to the hardware store because it was only 2 miles from the house, and this is 12 miles from the house.
I'm Willie. My role is...
I'm winning.
He's holding a gun.
He's holding a gun.
He shot off right as he said, I'm Willie.
Oh my God, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Oh my God. Wait, I wish I had the gunshot noise he just made. I thought I did have that in here at one point. That is the funniest thing I've ever. Oh, here we go. Hi, I'm Willie.
I don't even have to start saying that. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Chrissy.
Oh, this guy is classic. He's holding a shotgun.
Yep.
You just heard the sound of a gunshot, but he did not shoot that shot. So why they put it?
Yeah, yeah.
These are the worst sound editors ever.
Kind of like the MacGyver. I can actually build a trap that can hold anything.
Including my ex-wife. Yeah. This guy. You don't want to fuck with this guy.
Not Willie.
We're going to build a cage to catch this creature. We're going to have heavy iron, heavy steel. And salvage yard right here is the best place to get it from.
Wow.
My uncle's backyard is the best place to get it from. So we came on down to Uncle Bob's. Uncle, come on down to Uncle Brian's cage-o-rama. You need to build a cage? He's like, we're going to need some steel, and we're gonna need some strong steel, and we're going to need some strong wire, as opposed to the weak kind.
Right, we don't need the weak
kind. We don't
time.
Need the weak kind. No, no, no. We're not trying to keep my ex-wife in this cage. This is going to be the wolf, man. He's 7'9", 7,000 pounds. Right. I'm going to go investigate further by going into where he lives.
Yes, into the nest.
I'm going to bring some fresh blood. Scatter it all over.
We're building a drop cage trap. Usually use it to catch a larger predator like a bobcat or a coyote or something of that nature. But to be able to catch this wolf, man, I'm going to have to go way bigger.
I love how just like four walls came together.
I know. The animations on these shows are done by children.
The expert architecture that went in. Just four walls.
I'm going to have to build a rather complicated square. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's even on all four sides. We're going to have to use laser precision on this. So I've called in my Uncle David, whose right foot is exactly 1 foot long. He's going to measure out 6 David feet.
Yes.
Oh, guys, this doesn't look good to me.
Fine, here, Buck. Yes.
Are you MacGyver or a picker?
I'm telling you.
Are you MacGyver or a picker? Where did you find that stick? I wouldn't have even imagined to find that stick.
perfect.
Square tubing, dude. That's the structural strength we're after right there.
Somebody dumped a bunch of good stuff. There's a walker. Use that, too.
Not gonna be strong.
A walker?
A walker? We can use that, too, in case the Wolfman from the Shady Grove Retirement Center. Shady Grove Wolf Retirement
just
Center.
Just trap him.
Yeah.
Put the walker over him.
Put the walker over him and just knock him. I'm going to scare him away with my walker.
We can use that, too.
What if he needs help getting to the bathroom? What are we going to do then? Can't be close to him. We'll give him a walker. Oh, my God. These guys.
I wasn't thinking for that. I was thinking for my grandma.
Oh.
Willie can make a trap out of anything. You know, he's kind of old school. He wants to use stuff that, you know, it's already proven. You know, he don't want to go buy something new whenever he can just go here, get stuff that's good enough, and make it work.
Wait, something that's proven? You're building a trap for a wolf, man. What's been proven about that? He's going through a junkyard, dude. He doesn't have enough money to go to Walmart. That's why he's going to the junkyard. Right. Let's not candy coat this.
Right there, Buck. Up on top of that, every trap that we go in to build, no matter how small the creature is, how big it is, it's always the greatest challenge.
Why would somebody throw this away?
Oh, because we need it. That's why they do.
It's big. What is that?
Why would someone throw all of this away? This is perfectly good junk to go in our junkyard.
Yeah, that's like rusted out wire.
This mellow mushroom is only 3.5 months old. It's got its own mushrooms on top of the mushrooms they put on it. It's double mushroom pizza now. I don't understand.
But this is the idea of the frame that I was talking about.
Right. This is what they would have put around the motor boxes. Oh, my thumb!
Oh. What happened?
It's around these old motor boxes at the plants. This is perfect. I mean, perfect.
I always like getting Buck. I know Buck is the rookie of the team. Buck is super strong.
Right, Buck. Get it, Buck?
Yeah.
I think I got enough everything to put together.
I always like watching Buck in the junkyard. I know he's the rookie, but that makes him extra ticklish, if you know what I mean.
He's the right man.
He's so strong. I don't know if you've noticed those incredible thighs.
I did.
I call them Thunder Thighs Buck. Each one of those thighs weighs 150 pounds.
Back to the shop, and I got to get started and get this thing welded together. Let's get this thing built. It's going to be definitely tall enough, heavy enough to be able to capture this wolfman. Need a spare tire?
What I need is that big drum. Set that out
good
and turkey
luck.
Hunt right out of it.
Getting ready to go meet this man named Turtleman.
Guys, I'm not sure I understand all the humor.
Why did he just say we're getting ready to meet a guy named Turtleman?
We're Turtleman. Oh, kind of like Wolfman.
Our first eyewitness is only about 2 miles from here. Jeff tells me Turtle Man has video.
I love how these documents, like these shows, they draw a map. A cartoon map of the fake places where the fake Wolfman is seen. Did you see that?
Yeah.
How you get there in case you're ever around.
You just go from here to there.
That's right. Just take a cartoon, take a brown pen and just do little squiggly lines all the way to this other point.
Turtle Man's going to help him out.
Turtle Man's got you covered.
He's got video.
If you need Brian ass, you go straight to Turtle Man.
That's right.
Sighting of the wolf creature.
Got some big woods here. It's a good hike up in here, about out of wind.
I heard that.
I'm Trapper. I'm Turtle Man.
They call me the Turtle
Man. I'm Trapper. I'm Turtle Man. Name's Huckleberry. Name's Sammy Davis Jr.
Let's go around in a circle and tell our names. Yeah.
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry Trapper.
I don't have a
turtle
name.
Turtle Man.
They call me Shithead. I'm Sammy Davis Jr. the third. I was named after Sammy Davis Jr.
Man, I live strictly off the land. I eat groundhog, possum, skunk, coon. Not skunk, but yeah. Coon.
And groundhog's the
if
best.
Not live, skunk.
Hold on. Let me just... Not skunk. I refuse to eat skunk. What do I look like? Do I look like a heathen to you? Now, if he lives strictly off the land,
it says he's a survivalist.
He's a survivalist. Yeah. Where did he get those brand new sunglasses and all that camo with those Air Jordans he's wearing and the eye watch? I live strictly off the land. Anything you can get that's on land. Walmart is on land. The Apple store in Greenville is really nice. It's also on land.
Naval.
Groundhog is delicious. Oh, they're good. Yeah.
So this is where it all happened at, huh?
This is where it happened at.
This is where the magic happened. This is where I had a sexual encounter with Wolfman of Wolf County. He was gentle. He came from the torso up naked with a soft butterfly-like sarong. He dropped it slowly.
It was a full
moon. I lit candles around this ear. I hummed softly in his ear. And he took me with his pizzle. I bet there is a wolf man. You know what we should do one time, Chrissy?
What?
Well, I'll tell you after. I'll tell you off air. I'll tell you right now, and then we'll talk about it off air. But we should do like monster or vampire or erotica, like really strange erotica. We should. We'll do that next quarter.
We'll do that next quarter.
We've embarrassed your father enough this quarter, but we'll do it next quarter where we can. We'll read some excerpts from Monster Erotica because it exists.
Okay. I'm sure it does.
But you have a video.
And you have found it.
I have a couple of, for research purposes only.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a video. I'd like to show you. Yeah, I was up here looking for maple syrup trees, and I noticed that lightning had stuck in trees right there. So I brought out my video, and I want to show my wife that it's very seldom you ever see a strike will hit that many trees all at one time.
Gee. Man, that's pretty wicked.
Jeez.
Jeez, that's kind of weird.
Oh, look at this daylight.
I know. Daylight. What is that date there?
1-0-0-23.
Yeah. This looks so realistic. Right. I like how the font is completely. By the way, we're looking. He's now got a video. It's as if we're looking at a camcorder video.
Uh-huh.
And you know how you see the little record button up at the top right hand corner, and then the time date stamp. There's no date stamp. It just says the time, which is 1 p.m. 25 with 12 seconds. But I like how the font on daylight and record are completely different.
Definitely.
That's how they do it.
Look at that. That rolled that tree. That's for sure.
All of a sudden, I felt something was watching me. And I seen this wolf-like creature. It just popped up right there in front of me, and it didn't get down on all fours. It stayed on its two hind feet and just walked right over the bank outside into that big...
Hey!
What's up?
Hey! It's me, Mr. Wolfman. I sure am lonely around these parts.
He's walking on his two hind legs.
What else would you think I'd do? Would I look like an animal? I'm just a really large Kentuckian from Wolf County. Hey, do you know the score of the Bucks game? You don't mind if I eat your heart out, do you? What are you looking for? I'm looking for some maple syrup from these here lightning trees. Oh, I noticed that all four of those trees had one lightning strike. I don't trust you, Wolfman. Oh, no one does. Is it my incredibly large pizzle? Oh, my God. Okay, where's the video of this? If he's talking about it and he's got a video camera going, why doesn't he actually record it?
Well, he, like Billy, couldn't seem to catch it.
Why you gotta always bring me into it, Chrissy? I'm just doing my job.
Yeah.
Bipedal, huh?
Huh?
Bipedal.
And it walked over the bank?
It walked over the bank. I've lived in the woods all my life, and I've seen just about everything there is to see out there. But this thing, I've never seen before.
How big was it?
I'd say it's about 7 foot tall.
So it's a pretty heavy animal.
I mean, a bear, I know.
That's a pretty heavy animal.
Still, there's Huckleberry still taking notes.
Jeff's still taking notes.
Yep. Uh-huh. How big was it? Ah, about 7 feet. I'd say that's pretty. Write that down. Did you get all that, Jeff? It was 7 feet. This is important information we're going to need later when the video camera feed that we have goes away.
Right.
You know Billy, he'll fuck everything up. Now, wait, the guy was showing a homemade video.
Yeah, about, that was just of trees.
Oh, he forgot to get the wolf man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it.
A wolf I know, a mountain lion I know. This,
I got friends that are wolves. I got friends that are mountain lions. I know my mountain lion. I know my wolf from my wolf man.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. Yeah, that's what scared me. I mean, scared me bad. And yes. When it walked away, I ran away the other way.
Probably would have too.
Yeah, it was bad.
Well, let's see that video. That's what I would have said.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
We got some proof.
Now. Okay.
Goodness.
What?
What? What was that?
It all of a sudden went pixelated.
Yeah, it just got pixelated, and what you saw was possibly a foot. Possibly. But it looked more like a squiggly tit that you would see back in 1986 on HBO. Yes. That leaves a lot to the imagination.
I can't believe Turtle Man didn't get a better show.
I can't believe Turtle Man with a name like that and all that experience in the woods.
Expert.
Yeah, by the way, he's just carrying a video camera around.
Looking for maple syrup.
I live off nothing but the land and this video camera I bought from Amazon for $99.99. Protection plan included.
Man's an excellent witness. He sighted this creature, and we want to see what happens.
Look there!
Oh my goodness! My good.
What kind of creature do you think that is?
I have no idea.
What?
I don't see anything.
I don't see anything.
I don't see a fucking thing.
I don't see it.
What kind of creature do you think that is? The Invisible Man.
The Invisible Wolf.
That is the biggest Invisible Man I have ever seen.
There's nothing there.
He's almost invisible 100%. We got a real problem on our hands, boys. There's a real where's security? Remember yesterday they had a security guard?
Right. Yeah.
To protect against Wolfman. This is so much fun.
It is.
It looks like a wolf. Yeah. Everything you've been telling us.
It was broad. It was at least 3 foot across the back.
You can't see
and
it.
This
we
creature
didn't see
had
it.
To be somewhere like 350 to 500 pounds. It was a monster.
Everything he was pointing out to us, the terrain, how the animal.
You can't see a fucking thing on this video.
No.
You got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and check this out and tell us if you see anything that resembles a monster, because I don't even see a the trees aren't even clear.
No.
Is reacting to another human being in the woods. I'm really sold that this is real. We've got an actual sighting.
Right there's where you've seen it.
Yeah, right there.
Where?
It just started right there and just went right straight over by that tree right there. That's how I know the height of it.
That's height. A fucking dog. That is a dog. That is Turtle Man's dog.
He lost it a couple of years ago.
They call him Turtle Man for a reason. He's a little slow.
Right there's the mark where I seen its head.
Hold your hand right there. I want to get a measurement on this.
Hold your hand right there, and I'm going to take some notes. I'm going to draw. For research purposes, I want to draw your hand up on that tree. Is that possible? Let's stand there for.
Stick your hand up there.
Stick your hand up there. And I'm going to trace it out like we did when we were kids. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a turkey.
Yeah. Bark, bark. Okay, now let's put some little feathers on it and two little squiggly eyes.
It's a good 90 inches, isn't it?
Yep.
Where you put your
hand. That's
big. Yeah. Where
you put your hand.
From where you put your hand to the ground is 90 inches. There it is. The proof we've been looking for. Call the Discovery Network. We got a hot one on our hands.
Uh,
I wonder, like, actual researchers, scientists, like people who study fish or animals or something, I wonder if this is how they go about doing their business, too. There just has to be a better way.
Put your hand right there.
Yeah.
Just measured it. Yeah. It's 90.
Do me a favor, Mr. Fish. Put your gills right there. Let me measure it by my pinky finger.
Guys, he was turned more like this.
Oh.
Because you've seen the curve in his back, so he had to be turned sideways to you.
Well, he was until he got to right here by the tree, and then he turned to go down the hill.
Oh, he turned his shoulders like this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, well, now that's a break in the case.
Yeah, he turned his shoulders.
What does it matter? What does it matter if he turned his shoulders or not? How could this possibly have any bearing on your research? I don't get it.
That's what impresses me, is it went over the hill on 2 feet.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty steep.
And I hope I never see anything like it again.
I don't blame you.
That's why we're out here looking for it.
Look out, he's right behind you. Oh, there goes Turtle Man's head. Well, that's an unfortunate incident. Chalk it up to research. You don't mind if we hang you upside down, cut your throat, and let Wolfman smell your blood, do you? Tell us where you want your feet hung from. Up here.
Put your hand right there. I'm going to make a mark.
Put your hand right there. I'm going to let the blood drip down. There you go.
From what Turtle Man has told me and the research that I've done, they're all coming together. And this is real. I'm positive it's a wolf man.
I like the people.
It's like you're positive every other episode. Then why aren't you the world's most famous human being?
Yeah, exactly.
If you really found Wolfman or had any kind of scientific proof whatsoever that the Wolfman existed, you would literally be on the cover of Time every week for a month.
Well, realize that these animals are out there. I've got it on film. Now if somebody else can verify this, that'll mean a lot more.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
All right, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
Okay, but
to the northwest is where I interviewed.
Don't you worry, we're on the case now.
Yeah, we look like we're going to solve this.
That's right, from quickly. One hillbilly to another, we're passing the torch.
And that's only about 2 miles, the way a crow flies.
It gives me a point A and a point B. Between those two points is a straight line that I can set my trap.
Willie's working on the trap now, did the design work on it and everything. It's a good
He did the design work on the square? Billy did the design work. Oh, guys, I got an idea. See this piece of paper? This is a revolutionary design for a brand new trap called a rectangle.
Right on back. Come on back. Come on back. That's good right there.
Yeah, we're building a trap now, Hogan.
Yeah. We definitely have to bust ass and get this trap done. This is what I got right now.
Willie knows how to do
this
it.
This is going to be a huge trap.
And why do you have to bust ass? What's the rush?
We're building a drop trap.
The last time someone saw this, like 6 years ago.
With an open body. And once we get that lifted into the air, get the trigger set down. We'll put a bait down on the other side of the trigger.
Oh, they're going to use a goat?
They're going to put a goat in there?
And Wolfman steps on the pedal, sets the trigger off, and the cage will
drop. The goat will most certainly die, and we'll have our Wolfman. We're going to put blue in there. We're going to put Nico in blue. And,
set the bait.
Yes, blue will indicate that they're there by barking all the time. And
I'm going blue winner against Wolfman.
Oh, for sure, without a doubt. Well, blue's almost 700 pounds, too. Blue wins. Blue's a hellcat.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, we'll put Nico out there to attract the smell for miles around. Welcome to WFUQU, Kentucky's only eyewitness news. Neighbors in the county of Wolf have been complaining about an noxious smell coming from a wolfman trap. Nope, just Nico.
Straight to the ground. Wolfman's ours.
I love a good build montage.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a great... These are like little adventure movies they put together.
Yeah. good.
By first thing of daylight, we want this cage to be set and in the air.
Jeff has found someone that's actually...
This episode brought to you by Ford. Ford trucks.
Heard this wolf creature. So I'm very, very interested in getting his story. I take it you're Jasper.
I've been in the outdoors for probably 50 years.
I've been in the outdoors for 15 minutes since I left my house.
He stopped it at a funny point.
I know. Oh!
I hunt, I trap, I run snares, and I do it pretty much year-round. Right over here, gentlemen.
I like girls, I like guys, I like wolfmen, I don't care. I'm a modern-day trapper.
One more step in figuring out what this creature is, what his territory is, so we're closing in on him.
I was up in this holla running these snares. This was my holla. First set.
Holla.
This is where I was at, started hearing what I thought was a wolf howl. I'd never heard anything quite like this, but I still went about the business. Started out of the holla. I got up to the...
I heard what sounded like a wolf man eating a human being, but I figured just go about my
just
business.
Keep, yeah.
Keep to yourself. That's the Kentucky way. Yeah, don't be bothered by incredibly dangerous, weird sounding alien noises. I heard what sounded like a wolf man. I decided to continue my business. What does that have to do with me?
Each to their own.
Whatever you're into, none of my business.
Oh, my God.
Who am I to say what you can and can't eat? I've been living out here for 50 years. I've seen a lot of shit.
Yeah, you seen it.
Head of the holla, where I could check my last snare. And it was on top of this ridge, howling. And that howl went from a howl to a roar. It was damn scary.
Just a deep, deep noise. It wasn't a grunt or a blow or anything like that.
A no. Grunt or a blow?
It wasn't a grunt or a blow.
It sounded like...
It was a deep, deep noise,
it
right?
It was a deep, deep noise. Hey guys, it's me. It went from
It went deep.
If it went from a howl to roar on my way out of the hut.
To roar.
It went from a roar to roar. See the look on the other guy's face? He's like, who hired this guy for this part? That wasn't scary. Nothing about Jasper yells scary.
No.
I saw a track that I'm not familiar with. That print was bigger than anything that I've ever seen in the woods.
So I decided to go about my own business and not take pictures of it.
I whipped out my cell phone.
Oh, we got a picture.
Got a picture. And it was taken in haste.
Mercy.
Man, that's a big track. Oh,
Jesus, mercy.
Wait, why was it blue?
I don't know. What do you think I am?
Kentucky I'm blue?
Not a, yeah. Not a wolf.
Wildcat?
I'm not a wolf fan researcher.
We've been in here for 2 days now to investigate the Kentucky Wolfman. Jeff has found someone that's actually heard this wolf creature. And I believe he may even have a picture of a paw print. It's definitely a big canine. So this is pretty exciting.
So I whipped out my cell phone.
Oh, we got a picture.
Got a picture. And it was taken in haste.
Boom!
But if from a picture, Wolf will make a track as big as that hand right there.
Right.
How big was it compared to my hand?
Well, it's bigger than your hand.
So we're probably talking...
Do me a favor. Show me with your hands how big it was around my hand. And then Jeff here is going to draw it for more research purposes. We're writing a book. He's got a fucking picture, dude. Ask him to text it to you. I mean, come on. What is going on? Acting like I've never seen...
about a creature that's 10 to 350 pounds, even maybe a little bigger. We're talking about a big creature here. And he's definitely canine because I can see his toenail.
You can't be a cat because a cat walks like that with these toenails in. It's not a bear track. It's not a cougar track. So it has to be a wolf creature track.
Right.
It has to be a wolf creature.
It has to be a wolf creature. That's the only logical explanation. It couldn't have been, you know, I don't know, say someone with a clay mold. It had to have been a wolf man-like creature.
It was a wolf creature.
Oh, gosh. I don't even
know. Also, too, it ranges anywhere from like 350 pounds to...
In 1,000 pounds.
1,000,
yeah,
yes.
I mean, they're all over the place.
7 feet,
What
legs.
Tells me, Chrissy, is there are multiple wolfmen.
It's a wolf creature
There's
family.
There's wolfmen's.
Yeah. Wolf creature family.
Oh, my God.
To find out.
Yeah.
We got his territory down to probably a radius of 1 mile. So we're getting close. We're closing in on him.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, it's circled.
Yeah.
We're circling.
We had
him.
Three eyewitnesses right in here in a triangular pattern. We're right in the center of that area. It's a perfect place for our trap.
To get this drop cage up in the air, I have to run two cables between two trees and then run another cable through a pulley system.
Whoops, that was an electricity cable.
Unfortunate accident about John the Trapper. Buck, you're no longer a rookie. Buck, we're going to use you as bait. You got the most meat on your bones. You mind?
Cage up in the air. I got a rare good helper to help me, Wild Bill.
Whoa.
Crazy guy.
Whoa.
Wild Bill's climbing that tree.
Crazy, but I've been told at a time or two, but
he's climbed
quick.
Got
a different character than the normal person does.
You know, I'm not, some people call me crazy. I'm just not the normal kind of character. When most people drink coffee, I take meth.
Climb trees.
That's right. Most people don't pay for sex. I prefer to. Most people live in beds. I sleep on the floor, my mom's trailer. But I can climb a tree faster than anybody.
Quick.
Yeah, give me a hit of that meth. I'm up a tree like nobody's business.
Hold that bucket, gate well away, and I'll descend down out of here, brother. Right at a rapid speed of motion. Some people say I'm a little wired for sound. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Oh, well, if he's a Marine, that explains everything.
Is that a characteristic of a Marine, is to climb the tree?
I've never seen a Marine climb a tree, but listen, they are badasses.
They are.
I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hoorah!
Well, he fell.
Next step, to get this cage up
fell
in the
at
air.
The end.
Gonna hook him down.
That's a characteristic of a Marine, someone who lands on his ass.
He didn't know how to land.
Down to a pedal trigger.
When he cuts that trigger down, that's it. That's the key to it.
And then ease the cage off, take the safety off of it, and then we're going to bring a goat in.
Come on, little Daisy.
And then we're going to bait the goat.
Little Daisy, they named it. They named it. So what you got to imagine is that there's a big wire box, like metal box, you know, huge, like 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet, or maybe even bigger. And they're stringing it between two trees, raising it high in the air, and then they're putting a goat, a live goat,
yes,
down on the ground.
Named Daisy.
Yes, named Daisy. And then there's a trigger. If the wolfman steps on it, the box supposedly comes down. And I'm assuming traps both Daisy and the wolfman together.
Yes.
So when the wolfman gets hungry, he's got a snack.
Yep.
Oh, that's poor Daisy. I didn't sign up for this shit.
Inside the pedal trigger, and then once you wait for something to set the trigger off, cage drop, wolfman's ours.
Trapper, she's loaded.
She's loaded, bro.
She's
ready to go.
Ready to set it off.
She's loaded, bro. We're ready to get ourselves a wolfman. She's loaded, bro.
Oh, yeah. What happens?
I'm doing it.
That's stupid.
What do you mean? Why is it stupid?
All right. Willie designed it. It'll work just the way we said it worked.
That's what concerns me, is Willie designed it.
Have you ever seen us make a bad one?
I'll throw a rock. How's that? I'm a good rock thrower.
Me
I guess
too,
if
Billy.
I'm afraid.
They're going to.
You're going to miss it.
Now they're testing the trap.
Testing the trap with a rock.
I told you.
Oh, it didn't work quite like I had intended. I got to get through this part. I got to see the actual trap work.
I have to.
Let's try basketball style. You ready?
Get it. Are you ready?
Wow, that's strike two, Buck.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Step back, rookie.
You ready, Willie?
Right.
That right there should be good.
Oh.
Tang!
Yeah!
Now they caught Buck.
Yeah, now they caught Buck. Now they got Buck in the trap. Well, we didn't think about how we're getting it back up in the air, boys. Buck, we're going to leave you here with Daisy. If you get hungry, eat her on up. Mountain Monsters is a classic satire show. I mean, we're going to, I guess at some point we'll have to find out whether or not they actually catch the mountain man, the wolf man.
I'm just going to guess that they don't. I'm they just don't. Taking a wild.
Here's my guess. And I bet I'm 100% guess. Right. And I'll update you on the next show. I'm betting I'm 100% right that the trap, they find out how, somehow that the trap has been released and they get there and the trap is overturned and there's nothing in there.
Yep.
And Daisy is just fine.
Yeah,
because no animals can be harmed in the making of this program. That's the way it is.
Yeah,
Travel
Wolf
Channel's
creature
not.
Creature figure out a way to get out.
Yeah, that's right. Oh man, I just love it. I could do it all day
long.
Oh
my god, it's
two
hilarious.
Of my Frankie B and Mountain Monsters, two
it's
of my
hilarious.
Favorite. TCBpodcast.com, where you go to find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. You can get all of our sponsors, special URLs and codes there. So please do it. Please go to tcbpodcast.com. 661-BEST-2-YO. That's 661-237-8296. If you'd like to text message us, leave us any comments, questions, concerns, or you have any content ideas, send them our way. We'd love that. We may send you a free TCB collectible sticker, which you can also collect on the website. Go there, click on I want my free sticker. We'll tell you how to get it. You tell us where to send it. That's it. It's just that easy. At the commercial break and at TCB Chrissy, if you want to follow our comings and goings on Instagram, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for listening to yet another episode of The Commercial Break. We sure do appreciate
it. We do.
We honestly do. And we love you. We really do.
Yes.
So, this is how we do it. I love you, Chrissy.
I love you, Brian.
We love you. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. And until next time, we always say, we must say, and we do say...
Bye! Bye.